From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Welcome to another edition of CSJP in 5. Coming up, we'll tell you about a partnership to increase literacy and numeracy levels in volatile communities across the island.
Instead, I'm a little woman, walk up and down. I can't just know, say, yeah, wake up in the morning, I'm gone, at school, gone, do something.
We learned from some basic English and math.
It's a wonderful experience dealing with the student from the inner city.
Just a few of the many positive reviews from participants in a program to boost literacy and numeracy in targeted communities. Since April 2013, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, has been working with Operation Friendship, as well as the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, to offer remedial training to persons in vulnerable communities. CSJP recruits the youngsters, Operation Friendship facilitates the training, and JFLL provides the math and English teachers
to deliver a 10-month pre-vocational program, which was aimed at one, improving literacy levels as well as your social skills with minimal exposure to general construction.
CSJP Senior Community Action Officer Denise Adams. Using aspects of the constant practicing teaching method, classwork, assignments, tests, and projects, students are prepared for the Heart Trust entrance exam. If successful, they move on to CSJP's vocational program, which provides advanced skills training at the Heart Trust NTA. Nadine Chin is an English teacher with the JFLL program.
You had to work from the basic letter sounds onto the other areas of literacy.
Math teacher David White has only positive comments on the CSJP participants.
Students are interested in learning and they try their best to maintain discipline.
Mr. White is a living testament to what can be achieved if one is disciplined. A beneficiary of CSJP himself, Mr. White completed his studies in primary education at the Maiko University and is now empowering other young people. As we'll hear from Senior Community Action Officer Denise Adams, the students had to work hard not only to learn the coursework, but also to put aside some of their own preconceived notions about what they could achieve.
Many of them felt very stigmatized, and many of them had a low self-esteem, which resulted from the fact that they were unable to read at levels that they should.
After intense work, 22 of the 25 students who sat the Heart Trust entrance exams recently were successful, paving the way for them to move on to higher heights.
I hold school from 2005, and I doesn't take up a book at home, and this program made me take up a book.
I feel overwhelmed, I say yes. I achieve my comfort. That was the aim, to pass the test. And I say yes, I did it. I go from there, we'll start construction next month, and then from there, who knows?
Winston Johnson, and before him, Sean Malcolm. Both were participants in the pre-vocational training program. The participants have benefited in other ways as well. A feedback survey indicated that the program did much more than help participants pass the Heart Trust entrance exam. 87% of the participants indicated that their team-building skills improved, and 91% saw improvements in their conflict management skills. CSJP Senior Community Action Officer Denise Adams says the program has also changed the participants' outlook for the future.
And I think that many of them see it now as a launching pad for greater things to do with their future.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.